Mangudya told the Parliamentary Finance Committee that the current cash shortages are expected to end after the central bank recently imported $15 million, which is expected to boost money supply. Mangudya said, contrary to widespread belief that the introduction of bond notes was meant to ease cash shortages, the move is intended to boost exports. He said, while the purpose of bond coins was to provide change, bond notes would be used to pay the 5% export incentive to boost production.
The purpose of bond notes is to deal with an incentive for exporters. But I think people are now confusing that the bond notes are coming here to cater for cash shortages. No, there's no relationship. This is an export incentive scheme, and we are so happy about it.
But lawmakers told him that their constituents were confused about the introduction of the bond notes. In response, Mangudya said there was a lot of misinformation on the bond notes.
It's a convertible. If you want to go out, people ask me, what about if I want to go to South Africa? Do I take those bond notes? What do you do with the bond coins right now? Instead, you just go to the bank and get your US dollars. I think people always are so intelligent. I don't know why we make ourselves so dull. When you be using it every day, go to Zambia today, Chairman. Zambia, they use Kwacha. When you work for Kwacha, you don't come with it here. What do you do? Go to the bank and get what? US dollars.
He added that the introduction of the bond notes is intended to also curb externalization of money, which he said was rampant. Former Treasury Chief Economist Masimba Manyanya said, while Mangudya's measures were well-intended, Zimbabwe is facing more serious problems, which Mangudya has not addressed in most of his policy measures.
There is no mention in his presentation of issues of governance which are sitting heavily on the economy, which are destroying economic opportunity and causing the same crisis and the uncertainty that Zimbabweans are exposed to today. And I think that is where the root cause of the problems we are facing is. It's in the crisis of governance.
Zimbabweans are facing serious cash problems as some banks are limiting withdrawals to $50 per person a day. The International Monetary Fund says Zimbabwe's economic crisis has been worsened by lack of clarity over the country's black empowerment program and other issues. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Ivan Chifera.